We are now joined by Vince Burley, CEO of Vidant Financial. Vidant currently offers five ETFs. Those ETFs have nearly $2 billion invested in them, led by the Vidant Core U.S. Equity Fund, ticker VUSC. And Vidant takes a unique approach to ETFs where they're looking for companies with high-quality leadership, strong corporate governance and accounting, attractive valuations. They call this a principles-based approach. Vince is joining us via phone today from Atlanta. Vince, a pleasure having you on the program.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Vince, before we delve into some of the Vidant ETFs, your company has a unique structure. So as I understand it, Vidant Financial is owned by a trust. That trust has a group of industry professionals who are responsible for ensuring Vidant takes a principles-based approach to investing. And then they also ensure profits go back to reducing operating costs or improving your overall investment process. I think the point being, all of this for the benefit of Vidant investors. To me, that sounds a bit Vanguardian. Are there some parallels here?
There are. I read Mr. Bogle's books and had a lot of impact on me. And coming out of the wealth management industry for 30 years where I was thinking of, you know, we really are a fiduciary, I wanted to make sure that we were a fiduciary for our shareholders, and those shareholders being ETF shareholders, not the shareholders that own our company. And as Mr. Bogle said, you'll serve one of two masters. You either serve the fiduciary that owned you or serve the fiduciary that you're serving. And we just reduced that to one fiduciary role, and that is for ETF shareholders. And so that is the one piece of Vanguard that we really liked. And so we set up a trust to make sure that that's how the profits and the principles would be preserved.
All right, so when we talk about a principles-based approach to investing, explain for us what that means. What's the overarching idea here?
Well, I think the overarching idea is that we really wanted to come up with a process that increased the probability of investors meeting their goals. And those goals are not necessarily market-related, like alpha or beating the market, as much as actually having their money when they're going to need their money. And one of the things that are going to help us to accomplish that. And so we start with principles around uncertainty and instability, knowing that markets can be very volatile. Economies, 08s, 09s are going to happen. So what are the things we really got to make sure that we do to actually protect ourselves against that? True diversification. So like we never have more than 0.5% in any one company or security that we're invested in. Where's wealth created? Wealth created by human productivity. Where leadership and governance and sense protects and dignifies those people. So we're looking really closely at leadership like boards and leadership models that are actually encouraged to be a steward for shareholders rather than maybe just empowering their own selves. And then we actually look for good value out there. So we really know that that's a big key indicator for investors getting their goals. So principles guide us in every one of our indexes and make sure that we have certain aspects in every one of our indexes so investors can know that they're going to be there and have a high probability of getting their returns.
Vince, as you walk through that, you mentioned leadership and governance. To me, there seems to be a bit of an ESG philosophy underpinning your approach. Do you think there are some similarities here with ESG?
Yeah, we found out we were ESG. We didn't intend to be ESG. I think we're on the G side more. That's the governance. For those that don't know what ESG is, environmental social, I think, is probably more for investors looking for a cultural, more global impact in the world. That isn't embedded in our process. But for people that are looking for G, that governance, where they care a lot about what boards and leaders are doing, are they treating their employees right? Are they acting as stewards for shareholders? We are a good fit for ESG investors that are looking for that type of governance score.
Our guest is Vince Burley, CEO of Vidant Financial. All right, so as I mentioned, your largest ETF by assets is the Vidant Core U.S. Equity Fund, ticker VUSC. Let's talk about the construction of this ETF. Tell us how holdings are selected and how they're weighted.
Yeah, so we start with a pretty broad universe of U.S. companies, and then the first thing we do is we screen out companies that have the worst leadership governance scores. Leaves us with a new universe, And then we're looking for companies that have had a history of creating consistent profits, have a good balance sheet where they're avoiding excessive debt and is lower priced than their peers. So this is a fund that is not going to be very top-heavy with a big tech companies or, you know, hoping for future profits as much as for looking at companies that have a history of making profits at a much lower P.E. ratio.
Vince, as I was looking through the prospectus on this ETF, I noticed that one of the screens you have is excluding companies that have extreme risks. So if a senior executive has been dismissed or faces prosecution for personal misconduct, or if a company is late in SEC filings or under investigation, and I couldn't help think of Tesla. And I'm guessing Tesla probably would have screened out just on your valuation screen. But yep. Is that a good example of a company that would be excluded because of those extreme risk factors?
Yes, Tesla was one. We also have, you know, banks are susceptible to this. So Wells Fargo is another one that we were not in. So those are the kinds of things. Equifax was another company that we weren't in because of those reasons.
Okay, now you also offer the Vidant Core International Equity ETF, VIDI. Is this effectively running the same screens and process as the U.S. version, just using international stocks?
It is, except for we actually start at the country level, and our research found out that actually your country allocation is your biggest indication of future performance rather than sector and security selection in international equity. So we run a heavy screen on countries, and we weight every country based on their leadership and governance scores. So you're going to see us own a lot more opportunistic countries than maybe a cap-weighted approach that is primarily going to own Japan and the United Kingdom. We're going to be in countries like Thailand, Singapore, South Korea, Norway, Ireland, things that we see that are actually have better leadership and governance future than some of the other economies that are just larger ones.
Now, on the fixed income side, you also offer the Vidant Core U.S. Bond Strategy ETF, ticker VBND. Is this also considered a principles-based ETF? Does this fall under sort of the same umbrella as the equity ETFs?
It does. The biggest similarity is that on the credit sec, when we look at issuers, we look at the credit scores based on the leadership and governance scores rather than just the rating agencies. And then we also look at a broader level of sectors, including both high yield and TIPS in our fund.
Okay, and we have just a few minutes left here. I also want to ask you about your most recent launch, the U.S. Diversified Real Estate ETF, ticker PPTY. This just launched in March. It already has $80 million invested in it. Now, to me, REITs are an area where there are certainly some well-entrenched ETFs on the market. So what makes the Vidant REIT ETF different?
Yeah, we really saw an opportunity there because most of the REIT products are cap-weighted, again, based on the size of the REIT. And when I think about real estate, I think about, you know, where's the what kind of property type am I going to own, residential, office, industrial, retail? You know, where is it going to be owned? Location, 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 and then leverage. And so rather than starting with the REIT, we actually started with looking at the underlying real estate in the REIT and then had a fixed allocation we wanted in each one of those property types, leaned into cities that were actually growing and had reasonable priced real estate, and then make sure we moderate the leverage. And so that's how we do our REIT weighting rather than just looking at the size of the REIT.
Vince, as I look at Vidant's overall ETF lineup, obviously we covered some U.S. Or your U.S. equity ETF. You have an international equity ETF. I believe you have a forensic accounting ETF. There's a bond ETF and a REIT ETF. How do you see your overall approach to the ETF market? Is you think about where Vidant may go moving forward? How are you approaching the ETF market?
Yeah, well, I think the ETF is really back to the fiduciary side. The ETF is really the investor's friend. It is a remarkable innovation that helps you get the exposures that clients are looking for in a very transparent, tax-efficient, and cost-efficient manner. So what we're looking for is anytime we can find exposures that make sense for clients to have in their portfolio. Advisors like to use us in their portfolio construction because they know what they're going to get. Investors use our funds because they know what they're going to get when they get us. So as the future goes, we're looking for any time there's exposures that principals can be a benefit, as well as we can implement it in a way where people are going to want to buy this product.
Well, Vince, a pleasure having you on the program today. Certainly appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That was Vince Burley, CEO of Vident Financial, and you can learn more about their ETF lineup by visiting VidantFinancialSolutions.com.